Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Hard workers. I must admit, I had mixed feelings last week when I read an article in our local newspaper about the city I live in, Santa Clarita, California. According to Kepler Industries, we've been recognized as the 12th hardest working city in the nation. Their research was based on studying data from the US Census Bureau from 200 cities that had a population of 100,000 or greater. As I pondered each of the metrics, I asked myself if our ranking should be considered good when we consider the technological age we're living in. Is working hard the same as working smart? Should the measurements be different when we consider employees compared to entrepreneurs? Let's reason this through based on the metrics Kepler used. It shouldn't be too hard work. First of all, average commute time. We earned a gold star because our average commute time is 35 minutes, and so I assume that's about an hour a day. Is that really a good result, though? On average, that's 231 hours a year of unproductive time commuting to and from a place of work. We can most likely double or even triple that number for my fellow Claritians who commute to downtown Los Angeles and beyond. Can we do more through the city's economic development efforts to attract more businesses with high-paying jobs up into Santa Clarita so we can break the stereotype of us being a bedroom community somewhere near Magic Mountain? Secondly, average workweek hours. We earned another gold star here as our average workweek is 38.4 hours. I'm actually very pleased to see this as I believe we were designed to work. If we're working about 8 hours a day, that should in theory allow us 8 hours of leisure time and 8 hours of sleep. I'm just not sure whom they poll though, as I know many people who work more than 38.4 hours a week and hence few people who enjoy 8 hours of leisure a day. I don't think I've ever met anyone who gets a good 8 hours of sleep every day. Thirdly, percentage of workforce population aged 16 to 64. Our results earned us a third gold star here with 64%. I assume the reason it's less than 100% is because a large portion of 16 to 20 year olds wouldn't be regarded as being in the workforce if they're full-time students. I also assume it's because some people manage to earn and save enough to be able to retire from the workforce population before the age of 64. Next, percentage of senior workforce age 65 and up. We earned more good points here because over 20% of our seniors are apparently still in the workforce. I don't know whether that means working full-time, part-time, or on a voluntary basis, but either way, 20% of our beloved seniors are still working in some capacity. I have mixed feelings about this measure. On one hand, I'd hope to not have to work after age 65 financially, but on the other hand, I do see how working beyond traditional retirement age can sustain the vitality in people much more than those that I see who do nothing other than take perpetual vacations and play a lot of golf. I've noticed a spring in the step within seniors who still serve others, for the dollar or not, that I simply don't see in the retired. It's almost as if atrophy sets in if we just sit still too long. And then finally, percentage of unused vacation days. I asked myself if this should be deemed a good measure, as we scored a whopping 31%. Did you catch that? We're getting brownie points on the Kepler scale for leaving 31% of our vacation days on the table. Why should that be a good thing and be applauded? My observation is that employees who are well rested and take their full vacation make a better contribution in the long run than those who are burned out by being shackled to their workplace. I've also observed that ineffective employees can be very inefficient because exhaustion shows in much lower quality of work. We're human beings, not human doings. We're not robots. We must take time to recharge and rejuvenate. So in summary, I believe that we should be proud to be recognised as a hard-working city, but I suggest not all the measurement cues are something that should be celebrated or applauded.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.